Hello, everyone.
How's everybody going today?
Welcome.
I just said going today. How's everybody doing
today?
You did what? I said, how's everybody going today?
Oh.
It's how's everybody doing
today? Start it over. Start it from the top. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
I was like,
start from the top. Anyways.
You want to?
No.
I'm just kidding. How is everybody doing? It is February 10th today. My little sister's birthday was yesterday. She turned 20.
We've skipped a whole fundamental part of the show where we tell people who we are.
Well, my name is Jared.
I'm Matthew.
And this is
Scratching the Surface. Good. Now that we got that out of the way, what were you saying?
We're getting better at this, you know. Slowly but surely.
Speak for yourself. Anyways, what happened? What about your life?
My little sister turned 20. It's kind of crazy. Time flies.
When you're having fun.
When you're having fun, yeah. Next year will be the big 21.
The big 21. You know what they say about being 21?
What?
You are legally allowed to purchase and consume alcohol.
Is that... What are you drinking over there?
No.
Cold one.
Cold one.
With the boys.
Hey, cheers.
I don't think they got the clack. Put in the comments if you heard us clack our cans together.
Yeah, for real.
People are saying that they heard it in the comments. I'm looking right now.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. We're live right now, by the way. Oh, we might as well introduce our guest.
Is it time already?
It's already time.
Let's get right into it.
All right. Well, we have a wonderful guest here today, Matthew.
This guest is
my guest.
Someone that's near and dear to my heart, and that
Aww.
She is my heart.
Aww.
Emma. Introduced yourself.
Emma Hicks. Welcome.
Hi.
Is that it?
Yep.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
You have a good day today?
Yes.
What it consists of?
Going to work.
Work? Where do you work at?
At Gold Stripe.
This is an interrogation. Did you do it? Did you commit the crime?
No.
Well, we have DNA. We have DNA evidence that proves... Anyways, I don't even know where that was
so
going.
So you work at Gold Stripe. What is Gold Stripe?
A coffee shop. I'm a barista.
She's a barista, Jared. You know what we say about baristas on this show? They'll serve you coffee and get paid to do it. Is that funny?
So, what do you... Like, what kind of coffee you make?
Coffee. Whatever you would like.
So what if I want I don't know. I don't really know coffee that well, to be honest. But
yep.
What can't you espresso? Like that's like straight shot of caffeine, right?
Pretty much.
So is like a shot of espresso like a thing?
Yes. It is.
What would happen? So I'm not big on like caffeine, but what happened if I just like took two shots of espresso?
You would probably feel bad.
Really?
Yep.
Dang. Science.
I don't even know.
Actually, a funny story that recently happened about coffee is Jared and I went to Starbucks. And I guess Jared always orders a vanilla latte.
It's an iced vanilla latte. That's, okay. I just know that drink.
Iced vanilla latte. He always gets that.
Always get it.
So one time we went together and I ordered a vanilla cold brew. And Jared looked at me like I was speaking a different language. And he was like, what in the world is that? And I was able to explain to him what the difference between a latte and a cold brew was because of Emma. Because she's a barista.
And also, I'm not a big coffee spender. So when my drink was like $8 and something cents and his like $7 and something cents, I was baffled.
Smart consumerism, baby.
And then he looked at me. And was just like, you don't do this? And I said,
you idiot. But it was delicious, too,
and
huh?
Yeah, it was better than mine.
Better than a latte.
It's like,
I'm a coffee genius.
A coffee genius.
Emma, what do you think about coffee?
Yeah, you're a barista. What's your opinion?
Hold on, guys. She's laughing.
We got her laughing so hard.
There's a reason why I think I'm the funniest person that I know, and she's sitting next to me.
Hey, Matthew, say apple pie, and then just look at Emma.
No. Apple pie. She's dying laughing, guys. She literally can't even breathe right now. She's laughing so hard.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. So has anything new come up? I don't know. Just, like, crazy in y'all's lives so far?
Actually, I just thought of this. First of all, I listened to the last episode we just posted.
Yeah. Was right? It good?
It was.
I gotta be honest. I listened to the first part, but there's something about, like, listening to your own voice that, like, it's weird.
Yeah, that's true. There's a scientific reason for that. I won't get into it.
These dogs by my legs are just.
Can you not get me off topic right now, please? Can you let me get through this, please?
Sure.
Okay. Just kidding. Anyways, so I listened to the other episode. First of all, that was when me and you first started dating. I literally mentioned that we started dating in that episode.
Which episode?
What episode?
The one that we, like, the finale that we posted of Fullest Apartment.
Really?
Yeah. That, like, wow. 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
In 2019. So we had just started dating. We're now almost been dating for 2 years. We talked about, dude, we were literally in statics at the time. That doesn't mean to any of the audience, but we were in statics. That feels like so long ago.
That was so long ago.
That's crazy.
Because that was at, like, 8 a.m., right?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah,
Ahmet was in that class. That was Ahmet's awful. In the room, but he's not a guest. Yeah. Sorry, I had to take a drink.
I'm currently, yeah, like, eating my dinner, too.
And then the other thing, there's something else about the old episode that I listened to that we never talked about now, but I can't remember it. So act like it didn't happen.
If you've never listened to our last podcast, we would come up with, like, crazy things that people would do. Remember the guy moon or whatever?
He shot at the moon. Is that what he did? He
literally was shooting at the moon.
Okay.
The moon shooter.
The moon. Yeah. Cause we have he's right.
Yeah.
Good point. But then I listened to the last episode that we posted, which is the beginning of Scratching the Surface. We talked about the audio issues. So I'm sorry for every time Jared laughed that it was definitely loud.
No, for real. Like, you would hear me kind of, like, talk, and then as soon as I laughed, it was just like a bang.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then the other thing is...
Hopefully this is better.
The other thing is, I wanted to mention this, is that right when Ahmet was going to talk about working for my dad and living with my parents,
it
cut out. There was no audio.
Oh, dang.
So I just wanted to give Ahmet a second chance to talk about that.
Yeah, Ahmet, you were...
Did you want that?
Okay.
You can say what you said last episode.
Yeah.
Talk into the mic. I'm going to hit you.
Hey, okay. Yeah, we're talking a little while here.
It was a great experience, and I learned a lot, and I said I love those people.
Heck yeah.
Stayed with them over the summer.
You can hear.
That is what I said.
Yeah. Right? I just wanted you to have another chance to say that because it cut out because Jared messed with the computer while we were recording.
I don't think that was my fault.
Because I know the moment in time that you did it because I saw you touch the computer.
So it was your fault.
No. Anyways, Emma, what's your opinion on my parents?
I love them. They're the best.
Which one's your favorite?
Both of them. And that's true.
I gotta be honest.
That's actually true. 100% true.
Your parents are, like, some of the funniest people. Your dad is hilarious. You and your dad, like, have the same humor, and
it's an honor that you would say that. He's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy. And this probably should have been a surprise, but I'm gonna say it anyways. We're gonna have Philip Ross come on here sometime.
He'll be back. Yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back and give us some good stories and, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a question for you guys.
What?
What?
How did you come up with your new name of this podcast?
Wait, can I give my story?
Yeah, you give your side of the story, bud.
All right, so, you know, me and Matthew, we're talking about doing the podcast again, and but, like, rebranding.
Yeah,
because it's
been
a while.
Yeah, exactly. We've been talking about
yeah.
Yeah,
but, you know, part of rebranding was
a new name. Yeah.
So we're riding in the car, and Emma's driving, and I'm in the back, Matthew's up front, and like we're riding around, and I'm like, what would be a good name? And then that's when I was like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm just kidding. Emma goes, guys,
well,
what about?
Can I interject?
Yeah.
I came up with the name all on my own. Actually, what happened was me and you both came up with the idea all on our own same time.
And we yelled
and we
it
said
out
it
loud.
Out loud at the exact same time.
Yeah, I was trying to take credit, but reality is we're
it,
just,
it was both
we're
of
geniuses.
Us. It was you and me and probably just you and me.
No, it was you, just you and me. I remember.
So you don't think that, you think that's it? That's the end of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
what else would we talk about?
Okay. That's it, I guess.
Well, what's your side of the story?
Yeah, what's your side of the story?
Well, I guess that's it. I don't really remember.
No, you do.
That's why I was asking you guys if you remembered.
Well, we remembered perfectly well.
Okay.
It sounds to me like you're trying to take credit for our idea.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I feel bad for doing
this.
Okay,
we'll come clean.
We'll come clean. Emma's the sweetest person probably on earth. We can't do this.
It was Emma's idea to name it Scratching the Surface, actually.
Yeah. And
I don't remember how that came about, though.
I think it
was my idea.
It was Emma is the reason that the show is named Scratching the Surface now. Yeah. Like, it is her fault.
The best part was I still remember whenever that name came up, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's it. That's
it's really good. It's a great name, really, especially because you know
we're scratching the surface.
We're just scratching the surface, and that we're just talking about stupid stuff. No, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, we're on the road to greatness.
It's a good one too.
Sorry. I apologize for that laugh. That was too close.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you happy? Do you feel gratified?
Do you feel happy that we acknowledged your existence to this podcast?
Yes.
Now everyone that listens knows your hand in the podcast. They know what you're the mark that you've left on it.
Emma, when we're famous, will you be our producer? Is that like what is that? I don't
know. Sure.
Is it?
Do you need a producer for a podcast? I don't know.
Clearly not. I mean.
Actually, no. When you own your own coffee shop, will you sponsor us?
Yeah.
Nice.
You
that's
can
all.
Come in and do a podcast live.
Oh.
Yo.
Dude, have you been to what's the coffee shop that has the canoes or the kayaks? Not canoes, kayaks.
Hebrews.
Yeah, they have a radio station in
they
the
do
we
have
could do the
radio.
Same
really?
Thing with your coffee shop and have a podcast studio in the freaking coffee shop.
Dude, you know what I was thinking on top of that though? Is like we could do like two podcasts a week. One consists of like just like you and I and like a guest. And then the second one that week is live within the coffee shop. So like we do a podcast live in front of everybody. Like they're just drinking
and
their coffee.
Have random.
Yeah, we
can come up. We have the people drinking coffee come up and be like, ask us a question or tell us a funny story. Dude, that is genius.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I ever own a coffee shop.
Well, Emma, we need
it
now.
I mean, it can be any. It doesn't have to just be a coffee shop. Whatever you want to own. It could be a gym.
No.
Yeah. So how was your workout today? Was it pretty
good?
Hey, can you like.
Oh, my God. That was loud. I'm really sorry.
They'd be like, did you have a good workout? Yes, we did 10 sets of 250 pounds.
Where is this person from? What?
My name is Arnold.
Oh, it's Arnold. He was doing an Arnold impression.
My name is Arnold.
Oh.
I do the squats.
That's a bomb in the beer dying.
Okay. You did that, I gotta be honest. You did that way better than I did.
Emma actually does a great Arnold impression.
Anyways.
Go ahead and do it.
No.
Charlie just jumped on me. Charlie is the dog of this apartment, if you're wondering.
Beep boop bop. What?
Anyways, what were we gonna do?
Are you the host or am I?
Sorry.
It's okay. You can do whatever you want. Is there something that you wanted to talk about?
No, I just thought that there was something else.
Well, we're not done with the episode.
Yeah. You thought this was all like we're just boring people.
You don't need to put us on the spot.
We're just boring people. We don't, you know.
I'm just speaking for the audience, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Well, this fell on the floor, yeah.
Okay, so
that happened.
Bonnie,
that fast.
Which is Emma's dog, fast. Just took off with the mic cover because I dropped it on the ground. She's not a very good dog.
She's a very good dog.
She's kind of bad.
Can she say something?
Yeah.
Emma took us to class.
Okay,
this morning,
so Bonnie's gonna.
And Bonnie say was something. Just like hugging me the whole time.
Oh
wait, Charlie wants to say something.
Okay.
Charlie. Awesome. Good.
Honestly, that's probably the most in-depth. Commentary that this podcast has ever seen. We just listened to.
That was insane. I've never.
That was groundbreaking.
Heard that come from somebody before.
That was kind of insane. Emma, how long have you had Bonnie?
I got her at the end of May last year.
And where did you get her?
In Hobbs at the animal shelter.
How did you get her?
Actually, your mom helped me with that.
Oh, wow. That.
I found another way to talk about my parents.
Yeah.
No problem.
The best, actually.
I was actually going to say.
My parents?
You have Bonnie. Yep. When nice. Are you nice, going nice, to nice, get nice. A dog, Clyde? But,
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde.
But,
That's the worst.
I don't think she would like that very much.
Do you remember last episode when I talked about if you have a bad joke, just keep it in? You are not doing that. How long are we at? What time are we at?
I think we are at 17, almost 18 minutes. So, on a scale of 1 being the absolute worst and 10 being the very best, how would you guys rate your semester so far?
Wait, which way is the order?
1 is the worst and 10 is the best. Okay. How would you rate this semester?
1.
A 1.
A 4. Actually, a 5.
Emma. Sorry.
That wasn't me.
You're a 5?
Yeah, maybe.
Emma.
I've never been.
Can you not do that?
I'm just, for real, that's nasty math. I've just never been so exhausted.
Yeah, well, you're not sharing a mic with him.
Who's sharing a mic with me?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just.
It's true.
I'm pretty just, like, you know, exhausted with this semester.
No.
Yo, actually, I don't know how I didn't point that out. I was going to say, y'all should do that because you're, like, both talking to this side that doesn't. Yeah.
For those of you that can't see, we're on either side of the mic staring at each other directly in the eyes. It's a funny visual if you really think about it.
Haha.
You asked us how our semester is?
Yeah, like legit.
Well, it's my last semester, so that's why it stinks so bad.
Yeah, we're in what, team
lot
design?
To do.
And,
lot to do, and it's right at the end, you know? It's kind of like when you're running a mile and you got to sprint to the end. You know what I'm talking about? The hardest part of the mile is the end because it's when you have to run as hard as you can at the end.
Yeah. No,
That's a good analogy, dude. I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny.
Because you said when you have to sprint to the end, and I was going to say, well, aren't you sprinting the whole time?
During a mile? Are you sprinting the whole time during a mile?
A mile run?
Yes. Are you sprinting the entire time during
a mile? I'm running.
Is that sprinting? Do you know what sprinting means? It means running as hard as you can. Are you running as hard as you can during a mile? No, you're not.
I might be impressed.
You are not running top speed during an entire mile.
I used to be the fastest runner in middle school.
How fast your mile time?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure it was like 5 minutes maybe.
Five
seven,
what?
Seven
5 minutes. 5 or 7 minutes? That's a huge gap.
Yeah, it is.
What?
It's been a while.
My fastest mile was 5 minutes and 40 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, really.
I remember because you, me, and Aaron ran at Highland. Remember that?
I've always been faster than Aaron.
And I remember we'd all three start this thing together and then just go. And we would all. I remember being. I wasn't always necessarily number one, but I was definitely at the front of the group.
You were never number one. That's for sure.
I was.
Emma, how fast is your mile time?
I don't know.
When's the last time you ran a mile?
Never.
Oh, no.
You've never. You had to have ran a mile. Stop messing with the computer.
Oh, I thought it stopped recording for a second.
If I see you touch a computer again, I'm going to walk out.
It went dark. You saw that. It went dark.
No, I didn't.
Well, okay.
I saw my wire.
I will literally beat you up if you touch the computer again.
1 second.
Hey, Matt. Can you get that? What? Can you grab my computer charger?
Oh, my. If your computer dies, dude, I will literally beat you up.
It's in my backpack on the chair.
Okay. So you want to know something interesting about...
About what?
Were you going to talk?
No, I was just getting ready to answer.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, probably.
What is it? You tell him.
No, I want you to say it.
Emma believes that she has never sprinted in her entire life.
Well.
No, you said that. I said, haven't you ever ran full speed before? And you said, I don't think so.
I probably have at some point.
Emma doesn't think that she's ever sprinted in her life.
How would you, like, how, you
think,
what do you mean?
You think that.
No, that's what you, the reason have. I think that is because that's what you told me.
Emma.
I probably have, and I won't ever do it again.
Why?
You don't
Unless
think you'll
my
ever...
life is in danger.
Okay. That was my next question.
Yeah.
My life is in danger.
Yeah. What if my life was in danger? Would you full sprint?
Yes.
What if Jared's life was in danger? Would you full sprint?
Yes.
There was some hesitation
What if Ahmet was in danger?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if Ahmet's life wasn't in danger, but he was in danger of being seriously injured? Would you sprint?
Yeah.
Dude, that means something right there.
Hey, Jared, that's my charger.
I gotta I gotta plug in my computer.
Well, unplug your
phone, he actually
not
needs
mine.
To do the computer because if this dies and this episode is gone,
okay,
I will literally beat him up.
I'll allow it.
Hey, Emma, I have a question.
What?
What's the beef, son?
Who are you beefing with these days?
Emma paused there. She didn't pause for you two guys, but I got to pause there for saving my life.
No,
what?
You didn't.
There's some beef.
Oh.
I think there was an equal pause for...
No, there was definitely a longer pause with the Jared question.
Yeah, they're definitely... It was noticeable too, but hey.
But I am actually wondering, who are you beefing with these days?
Who's
grinding your gears nowadays?
Always,
it could be anyone. It could be a celebrity. It could be someone you know.
Okay. Let me think, actually.
Who's just a celebrity that you don't like?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of The Bachelor right now.
Oh. For all of the Bachelor watchers out here, Emma is an avid Bachelorette. Viewer.
Well, actually, I just started watching it. The first season that I watched was Peter's season, and Matthew also watched that.
Probably
not a great start.
I thought he was on like The Bachelor a long time ago.
No, he was the last
he
Bachelor.
He was the Bachelor.
The last Bachelor.
Dude.
Terrible season.
It is so bad.
Because he didn't come out with like any chicks.
No, he did not come out.
So
he's
got
straight.
Engaged.
No, I, well.
He got engaged. Their engagement didn't last.
Wait, who was he engaged to?
Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann, a beautiful woman.
She is very beautiful.
Very beautiful woman.
Anyways.
Not as beautiful as Emma.
And then...
I don't even
know what I'm talking about either.
They broke up, and he got with somebody else from the show.
Oh,
the
Kelly Flanagan.
Well, no, he went back to Madison, tried to get her back, but...
Who's Madison again? Yeah, you can just like
Anyways.
Turn the mic. Yeah, there you go.
I like whenever there's a pause in the audio and no one listening has any idea what's going on, but we all see each other struggling to get this thing figured out.
We're just like,
Besides that. That smells so bad.
Okay, but what were we talking about? We're getting off topic. Chris Castillo told me that we need to stay on topic better.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to stay on topic better.
Hi, okay. Chris.
Chris, we love you.
Hey, Chris. We love you, man.
Hey, Chris, how was your day at Lowe's today?
By the way, I do really? Apologize. That's awesome. If my laugh is.
That's what Chris sounds like to me.
Cool. Sorry. Sorry.
Easy wear with the audio. Sorry.
I was going to say if my headphone laugh is users. Doing that again. I apologize if my laugh is doing that again, but that hurt my
Shut
ears.
Up.
We should put a warning.
Let her talk.
Say, Emma.
I thought of something.
A mean noise.
Go ahead.
Matthew Frost.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stop.
Just say what you need to say.
So last night, Katie went home on The Bachelor. Do you know about Katie on The Bachelor?
No.
I don't think she deserved to go home yet.
Who's Katie?
To be fair.
Wait, so the Bachelor?
Matt James does a lot better than Peter on eliminating girls.
Wait, the
that
Bachelor?
He doesn't see fit.
The Bachelor is going on right
so
now.
So I respect him for that.
Not The Bachelorette.
The Bachelor.
How many of Bachelor, Bachelorette things have gone by so far?
So Peter?
Oh. No, go ahead.
Wait, real quick. I just want to tell you guys the last ones I remember to give y'all perspective. The last Bachelorette I remember was Hannah Brown. And then the last
Peter
Bachelor
was on
I remember was Peter.
So Peter was actually on Hannah Brown's season.
Oh, okay.
He became the Bachelor. So then there was the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Claire Crawley.
Oh, okay.
She went home.
She's like 53.
No, she's not.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's also like 53.
She was the oldest Bachelorette.
She's
at the ripe age of 53.
She's not 53, but she went home like the third week.
The Bachelorette got sent home.
No, she didn't. She got engaged.
Hey, I gotta be honest.
Because
I think
53.
No, she wasn't. She got engaged and left, and they brought in a new Bachelorette.
I think I'm going to listen to Emma on this one because she's a girl, and I feel like girls know this stuff better.
Exactly.
Like logic's
Did
backwards.
You hear that? Girls know stuff better.
I said this better.
No, he said girls know stuff better.
Matthew did. I say stuff, or did I say this stuff?
Despite better? What you guys might think, Jared is an avid feminist.
I
truly believes in the cause.
Because girls know stuff better.
I just wish all of you could see the look on his face when I said that.
What? Honestly, I don't know how to. Sometimes I get scared to comment because it's like the slightest thing can offend people nowadays, and it's like. It can hurt your career.
It's true.
So.
Good point. Anyways, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
The Bachelor's bonkers.
It is a very. Not a great concept, but it is entertaining.
I was going to say, like, what is the point of all this? But I guess, like, viewership, they get money.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's it.
Do you want to go to the segment of the show where we get stuff from Ask Reddit?
Yeah. I think.
Oh, wow. Big surprise, guys. So what we're going to do is I got on Reddit, which all of you know probably what Reddit is.
What is that?
It's like... The internet, basically.
The internet?
It's where everyone is in the internet.
Really?
Does that make sense?
#stonks. Stonks.
Stonks, yeah. This is where stonks originated.
Stonks only go up.
But yeah, so it's just a website where people post stuff. And I'm on the Ask Reddit subreddit where people just ask thought-provoking or really funny questions. So I figured that we would just... we would go through that.
I'm showing them a video. Wait, here, I'm going to replay it.
See, the thing about... Okay, post this on your Twitter. It's a silly dog, and Jared's going to post it on his Twitter because no one knows what it is because this is audio
you know,
only.
You want to know something funny?
What?
It was only like 2 weeks ago that I was on Twitter, and I see some of the stuff like you guys obviously retweet or post... occasionally when I'm on Twitter, and I noticed that I never like tweets. And I was like, wow, I'm going to start liking tweets. I'd never thought about that. I just look at it and just like react and I'm like, oh, and then like go on to the next one. And also, like, I don't use Twitter, obviously.
Dog, I cannot tell you how much people do not care about that.
What?
I'm not even trying to be mean, dude. What are you talking about, bro? What are you saying?
I'm just like...
What are you talking about?
You know how when you go through Instagram and you, like pictures? That's the question. You usually answer that with a yes or no. There we go. Now we're working on... Matthew,
come on, you can do this.
Matthew's
dog.
Rude.
Like, no, I'm not. He's very rude. What are you talking about?
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Matthew's rude.
So I'm one of the.
Em and I are just bullying Jared at this point. This is the.
I'm one
Jared
of the hosts
segment.
Of this, and I'm getting bullied by
hey,
our
do
guests.
Do you
want
to do? Dude, we are so
no.
bad at getting off topic.
Okay,
it's kind of
so
crazy.
Let's do a question.
We're talking about the Bachelor, Bachelorette, and now we're asking Reddit.
We were talking about that a long time ago. But
okay,
wait.
Can I ask the first question?
Yes, Emma will ask the first Ask Reddit question.
Okay. If your belly button was an actual button, what would happen when you press it?
Okay, this is obvious.
You poop.
Yeah, huh? That's what you pick?
What if somebody random just presses your belly
dude,
button?
Dude, people would be pressing your belly button all freaking day, dude.
I'm telling you, you'd be loaded.
With poop? Every single time your belly button gets pressed, you
I
poop.
Just,
that's what you're
that,
going
I
with.
I thought that was going to be funny. No, honestly.
No,
like,
it was
I think,
funny.
What do you think?
I think.
This is easy.
I think you, like, you're, like, I don't know, like, you would just, like, go, ha. Like,
no,
you
like
would
a clown,
this
like
is
a
what
clown.
My button would do. If my belly button was a button, this is what it would do. Every single time you pressed my belly button, the money in my bank account would double. That was way too easy.
I don't think that's actually possible, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I think it's talking about,
well,
like...
My belly is
your
a
body.
My belly
would,
button is
body.
A button. What are we talking about?
How would,
physiological,
how would your body react
no,
to that?
I don't,
yeah.
That don't see, I don't see that anywhere. It says, what would happen when you press it?
That is true. I think...
That the top comment is I poop. Nice one.
What
timey
what
car
are,
horn?
What are the odds?
Screenshot.
Magical girl transformation. No, I easily it would be the money in my bank account doubles.
I don't think that is
no,
how that works.
No, this is because here's what's happening. And I'm pulling the mic away so I can talk. This is what's happening right now. I have pulled what they call in show business a big brain maneuver. Okay. You guys are being little brain about
shut
it.
Up.
You guys are being little brain. I that was a big brain maneuver, okay? And I understand you guys aren't
See,
able
I
to recognize
in
that.
In our heads we looked at this question and said, what would your like how
your,
would like how
would
you
your
react?
Body
how would
react?
Your body react? And we said
okay, if I were to press my belly button,
yeah,
I would poop out
money,
millions guess. Of dollars.
Wow, that it doesn't work like that.
You
why?
Can't
why?
Have money
why?
Inside of you.
Why?
No,
my belly button is a button. What are we talking about?
No,
things
it,
that are
it
natural.
It has to pertain to
I
your natural body. I think
legs.
No.
What?
Dog, see, I got a belly button all that is a button.
But all of the answers are like bodily functions.
That's
yeah. body something.
Okay, this little brain. These answers are little brain.
But I just don't think that makes sense, you know?
Little brain.
There, I'm sure, like, you know, if you pressed your
you
belly
guys,
button,
you
could
guys,
somehow, like, take a dump. But, like, how would money,
this
how
is
would
what
money
happened.
Get added
no,
to your
bank
account?
No, because what I said is exactly what's happened. I pulled out the big brain maneuver, and you guys did not like it.
But no, it's not
that
we didn't
like
it. We shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, we shut it down.
Big brain.
That doesn't make sense.
Big brain. Big brain. Big brain.
What else is there?
I guess Emma's going to pick it.
Let's.
I don't.
What's the next question, yeah? Because obviously I won that one. Very easily won that one.
I don't know. I think I want someone else to pick the next question.
I
want to
do it.
Okay.
All right.
These are just ones that I
are
saved that I thought would be
questions?
Funny. No,
oh.
There are more, but I saved these because I figured they would spark
oh.
good conversation.
Ooh, ooh, this is actually a really good one since it we all have this implied is and okay, it to all
of
us.
Okay, spit it out, dude. Let's spit it out.
I was trying to come up with a word.
Yeah,
okay,
you
Emma, stop bullying me, okay?
Yeah, that's
sorry.
True.
If you weren't related to your brother or sister, would you still be friends with them and why?
Yes.
That's a good question.
My sister is the coolest person on the planet.
But jeez. So how would, give me a scenario, like where do you meet your sister at? And become friends
that,
with
that,
her.
See, that's the thing. Age gap, if we weren't brother and sister, what? If you weren't sister and sister, the age gap would have an effect on you being friends.
Yeah.
Maybe it would.
And that's why, like, if me and my brother were the same age, we would definitely be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But we're 3 years apart, so that might.
Yeah, like my
that
my
might
older
affect it, you know.
My older brother is like 27. I'm 21.
Yeah.
It's
see,
like
you probably wouldn't be friends because of the age gap.
No.
You know.
But it's kind of funny though, because like one of my friends is 27.
No. Oh yeah. Wait a minute. He's right there.
Ahmed is
you're
27
right.
years old.
Ahmed is 27.
Like, what are the odds? Ahmed, how are you doing over there, Ahmed?
Good. He said good. I like that
whiskey. What are you drinking?
He said he likes that whiskey.
I got this whiskey. It's called
Off-Topic.
Bird Dog. Off-Topic, sorry.
No, from now on, every time we go Off-Topic, I'm just going to say Off-Topic.
Okay, I apologize.
Because Chris's comment has made me self-conscious about the show.
So, I got this whiskey today. It's called Bird Dog's, like, apple-flavored whiskey. And it's, like, cheap. It's, like, $20 for like, a little handle of it. And it is, it's good. Isn't it, Ahmet?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Mix it with some, like, Coke. Make a good old
36 minutes.
Make a good old whiskey Coke. It's pretty good.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so if me and my brother were the same age, we would absolutely be friends, for sure. But because we're 3 years apart, I don't know that we would be close friends.
Give
we might
me
know each other, but I don't think we'd be close friends.
So if y'all were the same age, give me a scenario. Like, where do you meet your brother and the friendship?
Baseball.
Baseball?
We would definitely meet at baseball, and then we would probably play video games together.
Gotcha.
Which is, like, my two things that are make me unique.
Are we ready to move on to the next question?
Sure, yeah, we can.
Yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
I have an answer to it. I think we're ready.
What's an
hey,
odor?
So we're gonna do the next question right now.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Toasty.
Yeah.
What's an odor that you actually enjoy the smell of?
Oh, dude, this is easy.
Okay, go
you
first.
You want me to go first?
Go first.
Dude, the smell of my garage in Hobbs
really
is amazing. I could sit in my garage and just smell all day. It smells so good. I don't know why. Dude, I walk into the garage and I just love the smell.
Yeah.
I don't know what the smell is either. What's making it have that smell?
Probably like doing work in it. And
I don't, it doesn't, I, dude,
it
I don't know.
Is it nostalgic to you?
No, ever, even when I was a little kid, I liked the smell.
Really?
Okay, Jared.
Can I give two answers for this?
Yes.
Okay, so my first answer is, hold on, I got a cough.
Nothing compares to the garage smell. It smells so good.
So my first answer would be the smell of genuine leather.
Okay.
Oh, dude, leather smells so good, dog.
Love the
You're
smell
crazy.
Of it.
Okay.
And then
is that really an odor?
My second answer would be a good old vanilla candle.
Okay.
Okay,
is,
so
is
wait.
Is the genuine leather smell also like a new car smell, or is that two separate things?
No, that's
it's
two
separate
things.
Okay.
But hold, first of all, let me say
the
this.
The new car smells
let me
really
say this.
Good, though.
You,
yeah, that also,
you have
also
answered the
good.
Question of what smell do you like?
I haven't gotten to go yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Were you trying to change the topic?
No. I'm saying that Jared said his odor that he actually enjoys is a vanilla-scented candle.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
everyone likes a vanilla-scented candle. This is something that's weird that you like the smell of.
Okay.
I don't have anything like weird.
So
though.
To follow that up. I think that mine is whenever you vacuum.
Vacuum?
You know the smell whenever you vacuum?
What?
I know that there are people who understand that.
There is.
What,
you are solely
I'm not
on
alone.
This planet
like with the
that.
Smell of the vacuum itself? Like, I've never smelled a
what?
Vacuum. After.
You like the smell of vacuuming.
Yes.
What is, like, the smell?
I,
are you talking
you cannot
about,
explain it.
Is it the smell of the, like, I don't know. Like, what do you mean?
Somebody
what?
Gets it.
This is
whoever
all
gets it, please tell me.
Dude.
I don't
think that person said my own farts. Well, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting, yeah.
Okay. So you, so it's the activity of vacuuming that you like the smell of. When you vacuum, you like the smell. Not.
There is a smell.
Okay.
Is it the, whenever, you know how like you get that extendable like, what is that? What is that part called? The extendable like pipe system on the vacuum?
You're talking about the
extension.
It's like whenever
the
you
extension?
Vacuum a carpet.
You're talking about the.
I don't. Yeah,
you
don't
know the vacuum smell?
Acrylic.
No.
Emma, please.
Root
hey,
socket.
Emma,
I'm not talking about the vacuum.
Emma, give a good look. Give a good look around our house and look at all the carpet we have.
You don't
when
vacuum.
We vacuum.
So
even
okay.
if you did.
I do vacuum, actually.
So is it like vacuum. Is it like you vacuum and then you want to smell the carpet after you vacuum?
No, there's just a
or
smell.
Or is it just the activity of
there's
vacuuming?
There's a smell.
I don't... If anybody... Okay, so...
I'm trying to figure out where the smell this, originates from.
Well,
do we have, we have a Twitter, right, Matthew?
Yeah, but it's...
Nobody...
For the old one, you know? The one that we don't talk about?
Okay, well, we're gonna make a new
fix
Twitter.
Fix it? Yeah, we'll fix it.
And whether you guys respond or not, you know, that's if you respond, you're awesome.
So,
and if you don't,
so
you're just lame.
You want to post the questions
yeah.
that we have asked.
Yeah.
Genius.
And we're going to ask Emma's
really
question
smart.
Of, do you like the okay. smell of vacuuming? And
or
nobody's going to
answer.
Just
the question of, do you understand the smell
did you
of
get
vacuum?
What Emma was talking
we're
going to
put
about?
A yes.
So somebody gets it.
There's gonna be
I
a,
promise.
There's going to be a yes, a no, and there's going to be like,
what
Emma,
are you talking
do you,
about?
Do you need help?
Like, no, this is what's going to happen is my mom's going to say, I know exactly what Emma's talking about because she's
it's,
nice.
It's because she actually does.
Yeah, she
probably does understand.
She might. I
vacuumed this like fake wood floor.
No.
Jared, I've never
show
seen
me
a,
the vacuum.
I've never seen a vacuum in your hand.
I've never seen a vacuum.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I see it
that's
now.
That's why it's vacuum.
No, that's my vacuum, actually.
No, it's not.
That is.
To be honest,
my,
I kind of want to turn
so
it
Jared,
on. And
what's an odor that you it. Actually like the smell of? What's something weird that no one likes the smell of but you do?
I do like. I like the smell of, you know, Takis.
Yeah.
When you open a fresh bag of Takis.
Okay.
That smell is really good.
Jared's still on the smell.
That's
that
as close as we're gonna get. That's fine with me.
Wait, what did you say? I thought you.
Well,
wait, what was the first thing that you said? Leather.
Vanilla. Oh, yeah, leather. Everyone likes the smell of leather.
Those are my three things I can think of.
Okay, that's cool. Horse manure is what this person says. Oh, do you like the smell of freshly cut grass? Do you?
No.
To be honest, I don't. I've
it
never
makes me sneeze.
I've never smelled the smell of freshly cut grass.
Dude, freshly cut grass is the most disgusting smell. Nathan, back me up. It's so gross.
Matthew. Okay, so, and Emma too, because she's from Hobbs. The smell of Hobbs. I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the smell
but
of Hobbs.
I'm nose blind to it now. I don't really
yeah.
smell
no,
it.
No, yeah, yeah. But, like, when you're driving from Lovington to Hobbs.
You like that smell?
No, it just, I was oh. saying to that smell. Like, I don't think of it nasty.
It,
I just, like,
oh,
it's
think
I think
of, it
of that
as
is
home.
Home. Like,
oh,
hometown.
See, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. I'll accept that answer for this question. That's
I
good.
Know most people would be like, yo,
yeah,
like,
that
that's disgusting.
Disgusting. Because
it's, like, the cows and the oil, whatever. But when I smell that, I'm like,
yeah.
Welcome
no, that's
to
what a great smell.
I like that. That's a good answer. What are our time at?
30.
We're at 43 minutes.
So you want to do one more and then
yeah
one more wanna, speed round and then we'll just
yeah,
end the
I got to be honest, this went by way faster.
Yeah,
than
it did. It really did.
We're having a good time,
yeah.
honestly. This is fun.
And that's why we're doing this. We're having a good time. So you want to do one more you want to do one more and then we'll call it?
Yeah.
We'll try to do an easy one. This is the part where we say things to fill time because we are trying to find a question that would be good. Okay.
Goo goo gaga.
I'm just asking this question to see if either of you are this person. People who can get out of bed in the morning with energy and without feeling like death, how do you do that? I don't think either of you are that person, right?
Repeat that one more time.
There are some days.
Sorry, I was on my phone.
People who can get out of bed in the morning with energy and without feeling like death, how do you do that?
I have...
Go ahead.
Well, my question is why do you have no energy and why do you... with energy or without energy?
People who wake up with energy. Oh, how do you do that?
I wake up with energy. Like, I never.
So true. Do you wake up and you're ready to get out of bed and you're ready to go? Oh, I'm ready to get up.
I mean, I never like.
Ready to start the day.
I'll be laying in. I could get a full 10 hours of sleep and I'm like, yo, I just want to lay in bed. But like, yep. Once I get up, I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, but.
But I've never felt like death except for a night out. The next day.
Whenever I know that this is true about you, Jared, because I live with you.
But.
Whenever you wake up in the morning, you are a dead person. You are not alive yet.
But I don't feel dead.
No, but you are dead. I'm a sleepy person. Let's bring up the time where I walked in. We had class at 8 a.m. And I walked into your room at about 7:50, and you were completely dead asleep.
So,
and I said, you better get up. I'm walking to class right now, dude.
So the night before, that night or whatever, when I was going to bed, I was really exhausted or whatever. I just, like, laid down. Had no intention. Like, I was going to get up, get ready for bed. Had no intention of falling asleep. All of a sudden, like, Matthew walks through my door and goes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And
I said, are you serious?
I said, whoa. And he goes, huh? What are you doing? And I said, bro, I forgot. I didn't set my alarm. Like, didn't go off.
It was pretty funny.
And, yeah.
To answer this question, getting up in the morning, because I get up at like, I wake up around 7
every
day.
Are you consistent? Like,
yeah.
Do you have to set an alarm?
No,
or you just,
I can wake up on my own. Really? And I wake up around 7
a.m.
every day.
Do you you chill in bed or do you get up? And
no. As soon as I wake up, I have to lay there. I cannot get up immediately.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, waking up in the morning and getting up and getting ready is 100% the hardest part of the day.
Yeah.
It borderline impossible.
Yeah.
It makes me not want to ever have to go to sleep again. Every single morning I wake up and I'm in bed and I think, why do I have to do this every single day? Well, that's how much I hate getting up in the morning.
I mean, when I think of waking up in the morning, I'm not really one of those people like, this is a new day. We're going to do great things. But in my head, I'm like, for example, I recently, whenever all that, you know, the whole stock market thing that recently happened, whatever, I wanted to get in all that, but I started placing like big interest in that stuff. So like, but when does the market open? It opens at like 9:30 a.m., which is 8:30 here. So I'm like, you know, realistically, if I could get up at 7:30 and start doing things, but it, like what you said, it's so hard. It's very hard.
What about you?
I think that it is harder whenever you wake up and then just lay in bed.
Yeah.
Because then you don't want to get up. But if you hear your alarm and you just get out of bed, it's so much easier.
Do y'all shower in the morning or at night?
Off topic.
No, that kind of is relatable.
Yeah, I shower in the morning.
So it
that helps me wake up.
I was going to say, it helps you wake up.
What? See, yeah, once I can get up and get in the shower, I can be okay. But the process of getting up is borderline impossible.
Cold shower or warm shower?
Warm.
Or
who
hot?
Who takes cold showers?
You got to be some kind of psycho.
I never take, like, a full cold shower, but in the beginning, I'll, like, it'll be on the cold setting, and I just step in it, and, like, you know, obviously shocks me, and then I turn it on, like, warm.
Okay. That's the worst.
I live with a psychopath. That is psychotic.
No, it's
you
just...
You are a psychopath.
It, like... I think it wakes me up and it puts my mind like wow, I do not
you
like this.
You are
and then,
a serial killer, probably. That is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. You get in
I mean,
a cold
I don't,
shower.
It's not like every day, but like every other day I like.
Psychopath.
Is that weird?
Yes.
I just think it like it wakes.
I just think the thought of a cold shower might be the worst thing.
No. It's not a cold shower. It's just like. Like I, you know how when you turn the water on, you like let it warm.
Yeah,
like, I just turn
it
on.
That's the worst part.
Like I turn it on, and then
that's
just
the worst
like
part
pull
of
the
shower.
Thing, and then it hits me, and it's just like, wow. And then I turn the.
Why wouldn't you wait till it's warm
yeah.
to get in?
I don't know. I just think it like wakes me. It gets. I don't know. It's
the
weird.
Thought,
that's what works for you. Then it, keep doing.
It's
it.
Not. I don't know.
The just, thought of being in a cold shower would probably make me want to kill someone.
Well, see, that's why it's like that first initial cold.
Which is why I
and
think
then,
you're a
and
psychopath.
Then you, and then it's like, and then you turn it to warm. So obviously,
and that's when you kill someone.
I think that it works for Jared, and
never
that's
thought about
it.
Killing
yeah.
myself.
Psychopath.
I mean,
no.
not killing
no.
myself, killing somebody.
It
never
works
thought about
for
that.
Jared, so that's it.
You're a psychopath.
Okay.
I'm a psychopath. I don't know. Like, I don't do it all the time. Like I said, it's just like every just other day, sometimes. Every now and then. It's just like a
just sometimes on accident. That's that even
especially
happens.
If I've.
So is it just an accident thing that happens?
So actually, I still remember like the first time that I did it too. It was just like I was curious. I was like, you know, how
wow, I really am a psychopath.
No. I was like, you know, how am I gonna react to this? Obviously, it was like. You know, this is cold.
And terrible.
Then turned it to, like, and then
why
I
why would
just,
you ever do that to yourself again?
It's like a, I think of it like, you know how when you get acupuncture?
What? Dude, the more you talk about this, the more I think you're a psychopath.
When you get an acupuncture, you stimulate your nerves.
Dude, I'm legitimately terrified to live under the same roof
I don't
as you.
Know. It's a weird, it's just.
You were going to murder me in my sleep.
No.
I won't. I promise. I'm just gonna.
Now that we figured that out.
Well,
I hope that you never do that again.
Yeah,
these guys think I'm weird.
Yeah, that's insane. You're insane. You're a crazy person.
If anyone else does that,
keep it to
why?
Yourself. Yeah, and why?
Yeah, I mean, I would never take like a cold shower.
Okay.
That's weird.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's weird, but not.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't take a cold shower. That'd be retarded.
Okay.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word.
What? Oh, retarded? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm genuine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so with that, I think we
I think we've
reached a good point
I think we scratched the surface on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think we've scratched enough of the surface this episode. What do you think, Emma?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you have fun on the show?
Yeah, I did.
Were Emma. You nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah, she was nervous.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank
isn't
you for
it
coming.
Isn't it cool how you go from like it's weird to like it's just like a
yeah,
whole
you're
conversating.
Just talking. What?
Yeah.
You that was like an old person. Oh. Oh.
You,
oh. Get away
so,
from me.
So, yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate your input, especially you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. I hope we didn't get off topic too much.
We got off topic a little bit, and I know you'll have a comment about it, but that's okay. So yeah, that's the second episode of Scratching the Surface.
I'm Jared, and
I'm Matthew,
and I'm Emma,
and let's all say it together.
And
we're just scratching
the
surface. Thank you guys.